The old Dormouse nodded sagely.
Oh, I'll help you, all right. But first tell me, Mira, do you think wisdom, patience, and the ability not to rush at things would be good qualities in an abbess?
Mira was very fond of the old gatekeeper.
Oh, I do, sir. Why do you ask?
Pursing his lips, Hawk stared out of the window at the rain.
Learning, too, I wouldn't wonder. Gatehouse is one single word, you know. Not two separate ones. So this place would only be referred to as a single G on your scroll. Now, I want you to take your time and think. Name me a place at Redwall Abbey that starts with the two letters G and H.
Mira slammed her paw down on the table as realization hit her.
Great Hall, of course. Come on, Gondil.
Hawk's voice checked them as they dashed for the door.
There you go, rushing off without thinking. I never make a move before I think anything out. I've solved the next bit of that puzzle. I know what T-O-M-T-W means.
Mira grabbed the scroll and stuffed it in her apron pocket, her paws a-quiver with excitement.
Oh, tell us what it is, sir. Please, please, tell us.
Only if you promise to go a bit slower in future and stop to reason things out instead of hurtling round like mad beasts.
You'm right, sir. Us'ns be like wise snailers from now on, I swear to ye.
Hawk removed his spectacles and put them away slowly.
I could be wrong at such short notice, but I think the T-O-M-T-W means Tapestry of Martin the Warrior.
With his cheek still damp from the kiss Mira had planted on it, Hawk sat back in his armchair. He heard the door slam and the two sets of footpaws pounding away over the drenched lawn toward the Abbey building. The Dormouse chuckled.
Oh, the speed and energy of younger ones. Oh, I'm glad I lost it a long time ago.
Closing his eyes, he went into a comfortable doze.